Hello and welcome to the Improving Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Boulay. Today, I want to talk about building a support system in your life, as well as being a support system in other people's lives. The world that we live in is extremely judgmental and it's extremely negative. I don't know why so many people have to go and have opinions about other people's lives when they really don't know what's going on at all. There is no way that any person is going to go and fully understand your story and fully understand what you're going through, as well as you're never going to fully understand what they're going through. So it's best to go and just keep that in mind and try to go and be kind and positive instead of being judgmental and trying to think that you have all this stuff figured out and then you're questioning their actions. Even if there was a way that you went and you knew what was going on and you knew the situation that they were in, there's no way that you can go and fully understand what they're going through. There's no way that you can go and understand the different traumas that were in their life is going to go and affect the actions that they're doing. Or the hardship that they went and they had to go through was affected by this situation that you think you know all the details about. So they go and they do something that you go and disagree with. Even if the events are similar to something that you went and you've had to go through, there's no way you can fully understand what's going on. So it's best to go and just keep that positive mindset. And if you're going to do anything or bring anything up, be that person that they have someone in their corner. Be that person that you can go and let them know that if they need someone to go and talk to or just to vent to, you can go and you can be there. But don't be that person who goes and beats them down when they're already on the ground. It doesn't matter if they're your best friend. It doesn't matter if they're your sibling or your kids or your parents. You don't know what's going on. Even siblings raised in the exact same household with the exact same parents have completely different experiences growing up. So what are the chances that if siblings in the same household with the same parents have different experiences, that you're going to have the exact same experiences that this person had to go through? So when this situation comes up, you know exactly what they should do. I get why, especially when you go and you really care about the person, why this gets really difficult. Because everybody has their own different strengths and their different weaknesses. And it's so easy to go and think that you're sitting where they're sitting. You think that you're wearing their shoes. And if you were going through this situation, this is exactly what you would do. And it would help in this way. It's so easy to think that until you're actually in that situation. And if you're going and you're telling that person, this is what they should do because of this, based on your experiences, and it's not in a healthy way, and just a way that you're going to go and ridicule them and then beat on their self-image even more, it's not helping anything. This, when they're going through a hard time, tough love is one of the worst things that you could do, because if they went and they already feel alone, which most of the time they do, because the world being such a negative place, they don't have a lot of people that they can go and they can talk to. So if they already feel alone and then you're going in thinking that you're helping with tough love, chances are you're just going and pushing them deeper and deeper into a worse state, a worse mental state. And then they feel like they have no one in their lives. And probably even worse than that is in the future when another event comes up, they will know by the year experiences that they can't go to you. They can't trust you. This is where I personally believe that a person has to choose to be that light in the world. A person has to choose to be the light in the room, the light in people's lives. This is where you're going to have to go and be able to talk to them. And you don't have to understand what's going on to go and be able to help them. You don't have to understand and have all the solutions to go and say, hey, you can talk to me. What's happening? And I think more people need that than they need to go and try to find a way to go and fix their problems. And I get it. Like, this is hard for me too. Like, there's something in the male DNA where we want to go and just fix the problem. Anyone who's married, when you go and your wife is complaining about something or there's going through some sort of hardship, I don't know if like I'm the only one. Chances are I'm not, but I'm always trying to go and find the solution. Well, have you tried this? Have you tried doing this? And then my wife will have to tell me, I don't need a solution. I just want to go and talk. When I go and try to find that solution for her, when I go and try to solve her problems for her, I think that it's helping, but realistically, it's not. It's actually going and pushing me farther away. And if I went and continued on, my wife would eventually realize I can't go and tell him anything because he's not giving me what I need. It's the exact same with anyone else in their life. maybe instead of going and jumping to conclusions and trying to go and solve these problems and figure something out, ask them what they need. Ask them what will help them in this situation. And even if they don't know, even if they're not able to go and tell you, just having you there and having that support will allow them to realize, well, I've got people in my life. I've got people that care enough that want to go and learn how to go and allow myself to go and feel better. And that will go and help a ton. And maybe it won't help in that situation, or maybe it won't help right then and there, but they're going to realize when they have that support system and they have that team on their side, they're going to realize they're not alone. It really sucks how negative the world really is. Like, it really sucks that there's going to be more people that want to go and bring you down than the people that want to go and lift you up. That's why I go and I try to strive to be that person that can go and help and be able to go and lift people up and ask them what's going on and seeing if I can go and I can do something for them. And like I said, like before, it's just, even if they just know that I'm there and I'm on their side, that might be enough to go and help them and make them realize that they can go and they can figure this out. And if they can't, they have someone to go and ask. And if they just need someone to talk to, they have someone that they can go and call and say, hey, I just need to talk about this and get this off my chest and whatever. At least I can go and I can help in that way. And sometimes it's just so simple of going and sending like a message or on by texting or a message on Facebook and saying, hey, heard that you're going through a hard time. You ever need anything? I got your back. You know, let me know. It will take like 10 seconds and you might not even think that it did anything, but it might have meant the world to that person. Ironically, this is a lot harder with the people that we love. Doing this and like not going and trying to find solutions and just trying to go and let them know that you're there from is harder for the people that you go and you care about, because you don't want to see them in pain. You don't want to see them going through that hardship. You want to go and be able to get them back to where they were, back to their normal, happy selves. But those people that go and are trying to go and find that solution, if you're going and making things worse, it's just going to make them have a harder time and realize that the people that they thought were in their lives aren't actually going to be any help in this situation. And I get it. Like, I know how hard it can be to go and want to help people and be there for them, but not going and find a solution when all you want to do is make them feel better. But sometimes it's really just letting them figure it out on their own and letting them come up to you and letting them let you know what they need. I realize this isn't easy at all, but like the best way that I can go and I can really think about it is think about a time when you were having some sort of hard situation. There was something that was going on with you and someone that you loved went and jumped in and tried to go and give you a solution. And you're like, I don't want a solution. Like, I don't want to take your advice. Like, you don't fully know what's going on. I just wish that you could go and you could be there for me. I just wish that I knew that you were on my side. But then they go and they get mad, or they go and they start getting frustrated. And you realize I can no longer talk to this person about the stuff that's going on because they're not actually helping me. That goes and brings in a lot of pain. And if you can go and you can remember a situation like that, you can go and you can bring it back to when someone is going through something and you can stop and realize this person might not need advice. This person might not need a solution. This person might feel alone in the world. And all I'm going to do is let them know that I am there if they need me. And that's where I'm going to go and leave it. Just about everybody who'd be listening to this is working on themselves. They're working on personal growth. This is a personal growth podcast. I don't think that you'd be listening if you weren't trying to go and get better at this. And if this is a topic that you want to go and get better, one thing that I think you have to realize too, that it took me a long time to figure this out, was not everybody's working on themselves. Most people aren't. So when you're going and you're trying to get better at having these people, let them know that you're in their corner and letting them know that when they need you, you're there. But then when you're having a hard time, those same people go and reach out, but they don't give you the same kind of support that you gave them. You have to go and try to take a step back and realize they're doing the best that they can, but they're not there. They didn't go and take the time to go and try to learn and figure out what you have to do. They love you and they want you to go and get better. And this is where, even in the darkest hours of your life, this is where you're going to have to go and take the leadership role and let them know, like, hey, I don't want a solution. Hey, I don't want this advice. I just want someone on my side. And they're going to go and they're going to understand that. If they're true friends and they truly love you, they're going to go and they're going to realize that. But it's hard because when you're in that spot where it just seems like darkness is all around you, but you still have to go and lead these people that are trying to go and help you. I get how that goes and gets really tough. And don't beat yourself up if within the moment, like, you just tell them to go away, because you have to go and get to a spot where you can go and you can tell them what you need. They're going to understand. This is hard, and no one ever said being a leader was going to be easy. But even when you're going to have to go and let them know what's going on, you're going to have to go and you're going to have to lead them into helping you the way that you need to be helped. This is going to go and allow them to not only help you when you need help in those situations, but it's going to go and train them to help other people as well. It's not going to be easy. And like I said before, like, if you're having that hard time, it's okay not to do it right then and there. It's okay to go into your dark place and just allow yourself to go and feel it. And when you go and you're feeling a little bit better, just like doing a phone call or sending them a message and saying like, hey, like, I appreciate what you're doing. I don't want the advice. All I really need right now is to know that you're in my corner and know that you're on my side. That's all I need, is just to make sure I know that I have people in my life that love me and want me to go and feel better. One thing that I went and I had to learn about the hard way, and at no fault of their own, but there are people that are in my lives that I go and I love and I value their opinion and I want to go and keep a close relationship with them, but they don't understand that the things that I need. I go and tell them that I don't want advice, and I tell them I just want them in my corner, and then all of a sudden they just go and they disappear because they don't understand how to go and be in your corner without giving you that tough love or without giving you that support. And unfortunately, there's going to be people in your lives that they're just not going to be the people to go to when you're dealing with a certain crisis. There's just going to be those people that whenever something else is going on, you're going to have to realize that they aren't going to be the ones that are going to be able to go and pull me out of whatever I'm dealing with. And it's tough, especially when, you know, it's like a parent or once your kids and you love them so much and then realizing that they can't be there for a certain event. It's hard. But when you go and you realize that everyone goes their own strengths and they're doing what they do because they love you in their own way, it's an easier way to go and realize, okay, when I'm dealing with these situations, I have to go and look out for me. I have to go and pick the people that can help me out the most. It's nothing against them. That doesn't mean I don't love them. That doesn't mean that they don't love me. It just means that when I'm in a dark time in my life, I'm not going to go running to those people. What makes this hard is these people are usually your closest family. These are the ones that love you the most, and a lot of times you can't go to them. Someone like my dad will go and give me tough love. He'll tell me to keep going and he'll keep pushing me forward. And there's going to be times that, like, I don't need that. I don't need the tough love. I don't need the, oh, you can do anything. Like, I don't need that kind of advice. I don't need that kind of support. So I'm not going to go to him for my problems. If I want to go and, like, talk about something deep, I can't go to my mom either. Like, I can't go and tell her about all this stuff. Because a lot of the times I'll go and I'll bring up different things and she doesn't know how to help. My parents love me a lot, and all my dad really knows how to do is, like, push through that dark time, not deal with it, but push through it until you get through it. And my mom doesn't want me to go and feel pain, so she's trying to go and make things better and not helping the situation. So there's sometimes that I go to my dad when I need that tough love. There's sometimes when I go to my mom when I go and I need those positive, encouraging words. But a lot of the times with the stuff that I'm dealing with, they don't know what's going on and I don't go to them at all. This is where I go and I have a support system where I have lots of friends that they truly just want the best for me. They truly go and understand my dreams and my goals, and they understand the stuff that I'm going through. And I can go and I can tell them, like, hey, like, I just need someone to talk to. Hey, I just need to get out of the house and clear my head. Do you want to go meet for a cup of coffee? And allow them to go and talk. And there's a lot of times, like, because all the situations are different and everyone's different, like, you're going to go and be like, I don't want to talk about this. I just need a friend. Or, hey, I need advice. Or, hey, I want to get this off my chest. I just need a listening ear. Like, there's going to be different things that you need, and you're going to have to let them know what you need. And when those people are more developed in being able to help you in those situations, they're going to do exactly what you needed them to do by just letting them know in the first place. Instead of like some of the people that you go and you tell them that you just need a listening ear and they're throwing advice at you. When you're trying to go and help your friends through whatever that they need help with, you can go and do the exact same thing. You can go and you can ask them what they need if they're not there to go and tell you what they need. You can go and be that listening ear, or you can ask if they want advice. You can go and you can try to figure it out, and that will go and make them realize that you actually care. That will make them realize that not only are you there to go and help them, you're going to give them the help that they're looking for. And that's going to go and that's going to change. The one day it might be they just need a listening ear, and the next day they're going, they're going to ask you for advice. You never know what's really going on. But one thing that I do when I don't know what's going on or I haven't been through that situation myself is I go and I just try to listen. I go and try to understand what they're going through. And what I realize is a lot of the times when I go and I'm trying to have an understanding, when I have a curiosity of what they're going through and they sit there and they explain it and they said, well, I feel this way because of this. Well, maybe this is the reason why I feel this way. And they're kind of unraveling themselves. One thing that I notice is when you go and you just let them talk, they kind of find the solution of what they need by themselves. They realize the things that they need. And all I really did was just listen to them and ask a couple questions to go and have a better understanding. That's one thing that I realize when you go and you're having these friends and family that you want to go and support and you love them and you want them to go and feel better. It seems like we go overboard with it. It seems like that we go and try to do all of this stuff for them to go and make them feel better. And realistically, all you had to do was let them talk, ask some questions, and understand not only the situation, but understand them more. And that'll go and build their relationship better and help them what they have to go through. And you'll very quickly turn into the person that they need the most and that they love the most in their lives to go and help them through those situations. And they become extremely grateful. And I remember the first time when I was doing this, because I went and I was learning about this and I went and I did it for someone and they were so thankful and they wouldn't stop thanking me. And like they were so happy what I was doing for them. And all I could think of was like, well, I didn't really do anything. All I did was get you to tell me what was going on. And I asked a couple questions and you did the work yourself. I didn't realize it until a few days later when they went and they messaged me and they thanked me again and again over and over that I realized that's all they needed. That's all they needed was someone to go and talk to, someone that they needed to be on their side, someone that could go and try to have a better understanding. And now they know that whenever they're going through something, they can go and they can talk to me about it. And it feels like I didn't do anything at all. It feels like I didn't help them do anything to go and fix whatever situation that they were in. And yet they are thanking me and so grateful that I was there. And that's just what it is. I was there. There are still times that I want to go and give advice, or I want to go and try to help them fix their situation. Like with my wife, I'm probably the worst with it. When she goes and she has a problem, I'm right there to go and try to fix her problem because I just want her to go and feel better. And there's a lot of times that she'll have to either tell me if I don't go and realize it on my own, or I will go and I'll figure out like, you know what, maybe she just needs someone to talk to. Maybe she just wants to go and realize that someone is on her team. And I will ask, like, do you want to find a solution to this problem? Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to vent about it? Do you want me to go and try to have an understanding of what's going on? Like, what do you need? And be able to go and read the conversation. And the more you do this, the better you're going to get. And then I can give them exactly what I need. I can give her what she needs, or I can give my friends exactly what they need. And then allowing them to go and just, I guess, kind of lead where they need to go. And make sure that they know that I'm on their side. I know that this stuff can get uncomfortable and it goes and it kind of pulls away from your natural instinct of trying to go and help. But the better you get at it, the better you're going to be able to help. And when you're going and you're in that situation, unfortunately, you're going to have to go and lead the people that you want in your life to go and help you and being able to go and get them to do what you need. I know that it sucks that you got to go and tell the people in your life to give you the kind of support that you need and be able to go and lead them into doing what you need in that situation. but it goes and it helps them a ton to have more of a better understanding. And then eventually you're going to go and you're going to have that support system that you went and you created, and you're going to be teaching them different tools that will be able to go and help you out. And I get it when you're going and you're in that dark place and you just need someone, you don't want to sit there and hold their hand on how to go and help you through that situation. It's going to be a lot better in the long run. And honestly, if you're in that spot where you can't do it, then I would go and I would let them know, like, listen, what you're doing now isn't going to help me. So we'll go and we'll talk about this later. And then when your emotions are a little bit lower, you can go and you can tell them, hey, next time when I'm doing this, I just need a listening ear, or I just need this for you to go and do this thing or this thing. I don't need all this advice. I don't need whatever they were doing before. And make sure that they go and they understand, like, you still want them when you're going through that hard time. It's just how you want them to do it. I know this isn't a fun spot to be in when you're going and you're in that dark place, and then you have to go and teach someone how to go and give you the support that you need, but it will go and it'll strengthen relationships. And when you can go and you can give that person what they need, and hopefully they can go and they can learn from you modeling and learn from all the stuff that you go and you're doing from them, you're going to go and have better relationships with it. And then hopefully you become better both as a person and as a better friend. One thing I also want to go and mention is, don't go and put your emotions in when you're trying to help this person. Like, I understand that when you go and you can be that support for them, you're going to go and you're going to feel good. And it can go and it can bum you out when you go and you reach out and they don't want you to reach out. It's so easy to go and get hurt from that. But don't put your emotions in. Like, if they go and they get mad because they're going through this thing, don't get mad with them. Realize that just their emotions are high, and that's when you can go and be like, hey, when you're ready to talk, like, I'm here, but, like, obviously you're not ready to talk, so let me know. That's probably the best thing that you can go and you can do, because you don't want to go and get their emotions high and they go and they say something hurtful, and then your emotions go and get high, and then you're just going and you're making things worse. You went in there trying to go and be supportive and trying to go and help that friend or help that family member, and all that really happened is now it turned into a fight. So what I would do is I would just go in, and if I went and said, hey, like, I heard you going through a hard time, or I can see you're going through a hard time, are you all right? And they go and they snap. That's when I'd be like, hey, like, it's okay. I'm here if you want to talk. I will go and support you in any way that I can. Let me know if you need anything, but I'm going to go on. I'm going to leave for now. And it seems so small. Like, it's just like one message being like, hey, heard you going through a hard time. Let me know if you need anything. Always here, always in your corner, whatever. It's so small and doesn't seem like it did anything. And yet it might have meant the world to that person. And you can go and you can think about it when someone went and did that for you. You're going through a hard time and your family doesn't get it, or your spouse doesn't get it. And, like, you go and you try to talk to your friends and they don't understand. And then all of a sudden, this person that you haven't talked to for a while, or this friend comes up and says, hey, like, I can see that you're going through a hard time. I don't really know how to help, but if I can, let me know, just to let you know, rooting for you. Hope you get better soon. And I'm just a phone call or text message away if you need something. And just having that person in your corner, it's going to go and going to make you feel so much better and make you feel less alone. And you might use that person and you might never talk to them about that situation again. But, like, the 10-second message, for them, they're going to be like, oh, well, I sent this message saying that I was going to be there for them, and they never messaged me back. Or they said, okay, and we had never talked about it again. I guess that didn't make a difference. Where the person who couldn't feel more alone realizes that they have people in their life that that care about them and they care about, then it realized that that little message just meant the world to them. I hope this podcast was able to go and give you a little bit more insight and be able to go and allow you to think of support a little bit differently, both when you need support and when others need support. I hope you go and you realize that even the smallest little action, or even just listening, can make such a huge difference in people's lives. And it's more of them really understanding that they have people in their lives that they care about, that it's going to go and going to help a ton. I would love to go and hear your guys' thoughts. I'm going to leave all of my social media links in the show notes, so come and say hi. I'm excited to go and hear from you guys. If you think this would help another person, feel free to go and send it off to them. I'm trying to go and reach as many people as possible, and if you were able to go and leave a comment and a review, going to let me know how I'm doing, and it lets the platform know that I'm adding value and people are listening. It's really the only way I can grow, so it would be greatly appreciated even if you could go and give me one of your 5-star reviews. For now, get a little bit better every day, and we'll talk to you next time.